Next month, Westerville's Otterbein University will host the Democratic presidential candidate's fourth debate. I'm joined by University President John Comerford. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So how does one go about becoming a debate night host?
Well, there's a fair amount of luck involved, and it's a bit of a mystery how exactly CNN came to us, but we know that they came to Otterbein and several other possible locations. We knew that the DNC had wanted a site in Ohio, and we believe they were impressed by our facilities and our staff, and a suburban location is an indication of the importance of suburban Ohio in the upcoming presidential election, and so we're just lucky enough to have been selected.
What are the preparations looking like right now at Otterbein?
Well, we're lucky to have a partner like CNN because they have done this before, and it is a big operation, and so they're the professionals involved. Our basketball arena, the Reich Center, will be transformed. They're bringing in new seating, a stage that looks like a spaceship landed from outer space, and everything else you could imagine. Our Clements Recreation Center will be home to, we're told, up to 1,000 reporters that will descend upon us, and the spin room will be in there. And CNN and the Democratic National Committee are really calling the shots, and we're just happy to be a partner.
So this is about a month out from right now, and I'm sure the candidates will be showing up before the debate itself, at least for a little bit. So, you know, are there any other events planned right now, or do you hope to have anything else with the candidates ahead of time?
We certainly hope so, Nick. It's a matter of what schedules will allow, and we are hoping to have some direct contact with the DNC and then the candidates through them to be able to offer the many things that Central Ohio, Westerville, and Otterbein could show them and allow them to be a part of. And so we're hoping that happens, but at this point, we don't know what's realistically possible.
So you've actually sort of already alluded to this a little bit, the idea of suburban Ohio. You know, you are on a rather idyllic campus in a sort of suburban slice of the state. So what do you think that Otterbein and Westerville can teach the candidates when they come to visit?
Well, one of the things I hope that everyone sees, the candidates as well as all the media that's going to be here, is that while we are in Westerville, Otterbein is more diverse than the state of Ohio. A third of our students are Pell Grant eligible, so from low to moderate income families. And a lot of the preconceptions that people have about the idyllic private independent college are not true at places like Otterbein. We are serving quite a cross-section of the state and the United States in general.
What do you hope that this debate does for the school's profile in the state and beyond? And what do you hope it does for your students?
Well, I'll start with the students. We're most excited about this as an educational opportunity. It's once in a lifetime to have presidential politics and not just a rally. We've held rallies here before, and I'm sure we will again in the future. But a debate is a real substantive conversation about issues, unlike what a rally often is. And so we're excited that our students will be able to see that imagine for our communication students and those who might have careers in the press to see this level of operation on their very campus is going to be very exciting. In terms of what it does for Otterbein, certainly we expect it's going to do lots of good things in terms of the eyes of the world are going to be on us for a couple of days. And with the campus we have and the community we have, I know we're going to shine.
That's Otterbein University's President John Comerford. They'll be hosting the fourth Democratic presidential debate coming up next month. Thanks for your time, sir.
Thank you.